Up, Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar podcast. They'll get you feeling good. Chum 104.5.
And we are bizak, as they say. We're back. Are you stuffed? Are you stuffed to capacity? How are you feeling?
I made a decision.
Yeah.
This was a big decision.
Okay.
I was served not only turkey, but ham for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And I am not a turkey person.
Yeah. You know what? Listen, that's funny that you say that, but go on. You're done with the bird?
I had a little bit because the effort was made. I'm a potato person.
Yeah, I know this.
And I added like sweet potato and regular mashed potato. But the turkey, Jamar, even if you put gravy on, it's over.
It's funny that you say that. And of course, we're referring to the American Thanksgiving holiday from the weekend.
Yeah, you?
Funny to say this. There was not a turkey in sight in our Thanksgiving celebration. None. Jamaican people, like we do the turkey kind of ceremoniously, but we kind of don't like it.
Yeah.
So this year, for some reason, no one cooked the turkey and no one complained. We had fried fish. We had fried snapper. We had oxtail. We had curried goat. We had jerk chicken.
Yeah.
We even had like some shrimp thing. I don't know who made it. Oh, we had salt fish fritters, but no turkey. And no one complained.
Nobody complained, yeah.
Isn't that funny?
I thought I had the green bean casserole.
Oh, yeah?
That's a staple.
That's good.
Well, I haven't had I haven't had a U.S. Thanksgiving for a long time, so my girlfriend Nancy and her husband invited me down. Jim couldn't make it.
Yeah.
So I did all that. And, of course, it was the Jell-O mold.
What color was the Jell-O?
It was red.
Did it have the fruits in it?
Nancy said to me, she said, cranberry with raspberry. I went, Nance, listen, this is not going to work for me. Nobody at the table but Nancy ate it.
Okay.
But she felt that she had to do it. She's got a Jell-O mold. She uses it once a year.
I'm going to use it. Dang it.
I'm going to have it.
Is there a standard Jell-O mold? Is it the same one all the time? Like, what is the Jell-O mold?
It's a three-tier kind of thing.
Okay.
You know, it's like my grandmother back in the day. Oh, orange Jell-O, carrots inside the Jell-O.
Oh, no way.
Green, little pieces of lime and green apple.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't have to be color matched.
Right. It should be contrast, if anything.
It should be something.
Yeah, if you get the green Jell-O, you should put some bits of pineapple in there, yellow,
that's
right? That would be better.
Gluten-free. She tried the gluten-free
friend. Look at you. All 2021 with it.
Well, she tried a gluten-free for her future daughter-in-law stuffing. Didn't work.
Okay.
Didn't go over well. But we had a lot of wine and merriment and funny stories, and that's what it was all about. You know, that's
beautiful.
Great.
That's
great
all it has to
everybody.
Be.
Yeah. So it was a Midwestern Ohio American Thanksgiving.
Nice. I had an East Coast Jamaican jam down Thanksgiving, as we call it. It was really good, though. It was good. Yeah. Good stuff.
Good to get away. Good to get back. How was the airport?
The airport here was nothing. Like,
really?
Leaving here was empty. It was a ghost town. It was so funny. And I mean,
what did you leave?
I left on what day did I leave?
Wednesday?
Thursday?
Oh, you left Thursday. Okay.
Wait, did I leave? No, I left Wednesday. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It was ghost town. Came back on Sunday. It wasn't bad.
I like to give a shout out to the one guy that's working at the Whirlpool Nexus Bridge near Niagara Falls. Good morning. It was great chatting with you about the Buffalo Bills and the Steelers and then how things are going to go.
And how was that? Was there a bunch of people there?
Nobody was on that.
Empty.
It's a Nexus only bridge, you know?
Okay.
Your Great Wolf Lodge.
Didn't know that.
And it's great. It's very handy. But it's like nobody was on the bridge. Anyway, it's good that the border's open, that you can drive it. Going down, not a person on the road, but of course during Thanksgiving on the way back, And lots of snow along the lakes, but it was good to be back.
Yeah, Caitlin, how'd you enjoy the snow this weekend?
I loved it. I was waiting all day for yesterday, and it was so beautiful. And they'll call for snow, and here I feel like sometimes you don't know if it's going to last.
Mm.
And stuck to the ground, looked beautiful on the trees. It made everything nice and quiet and calm. Like, it was a really nice, pretty Sunday.
It was beautiful coming in. I was like, oh, gorgeous.
Yeah.
And I don't think anyone's really upset about it. I did see a bunch of accidents though on the drive.
Oh shoot!
Yeah. People need to be careful, Ben. That black ice is a thing.
Oh yeah, and a lot of people don't have their winter tires on yet.
Season tires do not mean winter tires.
So I think there are going to be a lot of tire places with a ton of appointments today because everyone might have waited and then yesterday happened.
And a lot of insurance adjusters as well.
Yeah, exactly.
They're going to be busy.
Chum 104.5 horoscopes. Leos,
as much as we might enjoy spending time with close ones and indulging activities we enjoy, a side of you may feel happier keeping a low profile. You could even need to make allowances for this if the day is a bit hectic. It's amazing how much a little peace and quiet can see you accomplishing things. Your day is a 6, Leo.
Cancer.
Well, if your day-to-day life has been ticking over or taking over too long for now, then in recent weeks you may feel renewed desire to expand your horizons. Yes, it's called hit the highway. As the decisions you make now can set the stage for some years to come, it would benefit you, Cancerians, to think carefully about what you want. What do you want for Christmas? Your day's a 7.
Sagittarius.
Sag, Caitlin, with Mars linking to Neptune in quieter zones, there's a chance to get something out and open, as doing so could leave you with a sense of freedom. This is your chance to forge ahead with a goal. Dealing with edgy issues can help you succeed. Your day is a 7.
Yay.
Yay?
Yeah,
all right,
sure.
Great.
Was it a 10 on Saturday?
It was a 10 on Saturday.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank
happy
you.
Belated birthday.
All right. And those are your Monday morning horoscopes. Get all of today's horoscopes on the Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar page on our website, chum1045.com.
Wake up, Toronto. Let's keep it moving. Good morning. Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar on Chum.
If you got like an extra 15 grand, would you be into this? This is the experience that they're dubbing the new luxury vacation. You're essentially, with your $15,000, you give it to some person, and then you get dumped in the middle of nowhere. Just boom.
Yeah.
You like that? You get dumped in the middle of nowhere, and you have to find your way out. 2 days with nothing but a backpack containing clothes, paper maps, compass, GPS trackers, 2 of them, spare batteries, notepads, pens, a big knife, sleeping bag, flashlights, fire lighting equipment like flint and steel, some dried food, some energy snacks.
Okay.
3 liters of water, mosquito shelter.
I didn't get that badge in Girl Scouts. That's well, when I quit Girl Scouts. I went, I'm not doing that.
What they do is they give you a run through of this stuff before the experience starts.
I suck at that. I'm not doing that.
Like they teach you how to like tie some knots and they teach you how to like start the fire.
Right.
And
you got a badge for that.
Right.
But and, I'm lacking a couple of badges to do that. And they're going to give me money to do it?
No, you pay them to do it.
Oh.
You pay for this experience.
Oh, so you have to pay me to do that.
This is the new luxury, it's the luxury experience.
And do you know what it is? You know what it is, Jamar?
What?
It's about talking about it at dinner. And that is your story for dinners to come. Yes, I remember the time that I, you know, it's put in the middle of, I don't know, wherever, South Dakota.
Right.
And they gave me a map and some Tinder. Not that kind of tender.
Right.
And I had to fend for myself. That's what that's all about.
It's called Get Lost, and a company called, yeah, it's literally called Get Lost. A company called Black Tomato is offering this this package, and it leads you to find your inner beliefs and passion and find your inner metal. And let me tell you something. I kind of like this. I really do like the experience. It sounds cool to, I know you give me that face, but I do like it. One thing that COVID took away from me the most was my sense of adventure.
Yeah.
Like, I would go on adventures all the time. Just, like, get on a plane and go somewhere, whether it was for a DJ gig or just my personal, like, snowboarding trips, scuba diving trips, just things that made me go, wow, what am I getting myself into today?
This is camping. This is camping in the middle of nowhere.
But this is more than camping, because what happens is you get dumped into, like, a middle of these exotic places, and they give you 2 days to find your way to a waypoint. And you have no phone, no nothing. You just have the SOS trackers if you need them.
If you need them.
And you have to live like 2 days in the wilderness trying to get to this endpoint by yourself with no assistance.
That SOS tracker would go off the first hour.
Yeah.
That's what I like about it.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, I mean, I'm assuming they're not going to let you die out there, right?
No, I mean, and it's not that long, but it is, I will say, I read a synopsis of what the trip entailed from a writer who did this for an article in New Yorker magazine, and he outlined that he was, like, sleeping in the mountains in Morocco, and that in the middle of the night, he was woken up by 2 male voices and flashlights.
I didn't finish the rest of the article. What happened there?
These are just 2 guys who happened to be walking through the same area.
That was a cliffhanger. I was like, and what happened?
And they woke him up and were like, what are you doing alone here in the mountains?
Okay, they didn't
sleeping.
Kill him.
No. But then you realize quickly, like, as a woman, I was like, yeah, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this.
I guess not.
N-O. This is, like, something
watch
that's...
Watch this. Mr. Adventure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Snakes.
I'm out.
Yeah.
No snakes. Yeah, drop me in a snakeless place.
Yeah.
Drop me
you a don't have a choice.
Place. I know.
What?
I
don't
know.
Have a choice.
I don't
well,
know.
Give me a really big knife.
Listen.
Well, I can cut the snakes
in half.
I was
off the highway, you know, going through New York State near Dunkirk. Good morning, Dunkirk. And I went, wow, this is feeling like the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And there was a gas station, and I still felt very alone. So forget it. Not doing it.
I know. Well, I'd be in for it. I'd try it. Yeah. But if you're in for it, look up Get Lost by the company Tomato.
There's a GoFundMe account for Jamar. I'm going to go plop him somewhere.
To get me Get Lost? Oh, great. Go fund my Get Lost.
Good morning, everyone. Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar on Chum.
So no adventure junkies here?
Nobody's interested.
I'm down for a day adventure, but I want to go back to a hotel at night.
I know. Well, that's the thing about this whole thing we're talking about. At the end of it, they actually send you to a really cool resort type of experience. You get to go to like a hot tub.
Yeah, to show you what you could have been doing the entire time.
Wait a minute.
You get to go to a hot tub?
Yeah.
Put me in the middle of the desert again.
Right, exactly. Well,
I want a massage.
Yeah.
I want a manicure and a pedicure. I want a blowout, and I want fabulous dinner, and I'd like a martini.
After you've been 2 days in the Moroccan desert.
That's it. I want to get all that stuff off.
Yeah, eating freeze-dried food.
No.
But what would be your nightmare there? Maybe not a nightmare. Let's say it this way. That would be doable. It would have to be North America for me.
Okay.
I don't want to be like that gentleman was in the New Yorker, like in the middle of Morocco.
Yeah, he was in Morocco.
I think I'd have to be like, you know, Alberta or something.
I mean, you can give me like a forest in Scotland or something, or I don't know. I'm just trying to think exotic.
For some men, it would be the middle of a mall.
The mall would be terrible.
Could be.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
The mall on Black Friday or something.
That's right.
That is a nightmare.
Yeah.
But speaking of bad food, you do know that certain foods after they've been done like on the Thanksgiving holidays, they taste better the next day. You know that whole thing, right? Like foods, the second day after.
They marinated it.
They've been marinating. The juices have been sitting in there and they taste even better.
Yeah.
And there's some foods that even taste really good like at like peak hours of the middle of the night, like 3 a.m. Ever creep into the fridge and like pull out a little mac and cheese? That stuff tastes great at 3 a.m.
Yeah, that's good for a couple of days, isn't it?
Yeah, it's so good. Yeah,
if there's any left.
I mean, you know, it's noodles and processed cheese and stuff.
When it's like a solid brick.
Yes.
Like a full brick in the fridge. You carve a little piece.
Yes. Yeah. And that's the question for you. Foods that taste way better at 3 a.m. I'm going to start it off with mac and cheese. Like, definitely some mac and cheese. Like, if you just sneak a little bit in the middle of the night, it's great. It's good stuff. Anybody in for a little stuffing? Like, you go into the fridge and, like, pull out a little stuffing. Maybe put it in a bowl and heat it up. It's great in the middle of the night, man.
Okay, let me think.
Foods that taste better at 3 a.m, you text to 104.5.
I got one.
Six, yep.
Slice a ham with really hot mustard.
There you go.
Ooh.
That's good.
Don't do bread. No, just like throw
really,
it in your hand.
Like, really hot mustard.
Uh-huh.
You know what I would go for? A little 3 a.m. bite of cake.
Oh, you're
good
you're
job.
A, yeah.
Good job, Caitlin.
I would see a cake sitting there. And, you know, you have the cake right after dinner, and it's good. But a sneaky go-to-the-fridge bite of cake, that would be for me. Or a cookie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll add ice cream to that.
Oh, my gosh. You're getting crazy. It's 3 a.m, Jamar.
I know. Add a little ice cream and maybe some like grape nut ice cream, which is one of my favorites. Or then you do the Ben & Jerry's chocolate fudge brownie. Take a little spoonful and make sure no one sees you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about pizza? How do you guys feel about a middle-of-the-night cold pizza?
Down for it.
Okay.
yeah, I'll go for savory over sweet.
Okay.
I will. Yeah, I like pizza. Yeah, I could do that. Sure.
Someone texted in street meat. Street meat tastes better for me in the morning.
100%.
Yeah.
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 Yep.
Yeah.
That's the one. That's the one because it's...
With all the onions on it and everything, right? Yeah.
Look, the hot dog is okay at lunch or in the middle of the day, but there's something about a street vendor hot dog that hits different at like 1 a.m.
Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, if it's possible, although not possible... I went to Jersey Mike's, okay? I got the number 13 Italian. I got I got it Mike's way, which is oregano, the Jersey way, not this mayo stuff. If there was a half of Jersey Mike's sub in the refrigerator,
there you go.
I'd eat the whole thing, onions and all.
What is it about?
Delicious.
So what is it about that 3 a.m. sneak in the fridge that makes everything taste so good? It really tastes great.
Because it's sneaky.
Because you're getting away with it,
that's
right?
What I think.
Yeah, and it's just, it's like no one's watching, so go for it. Look at you being a bad person. Good for you.
Huh.
Like, you know what I mean?
I'm looking at the original Italian, number 13, on their website right now. That's a lot of cold cuts. Provolone, ham, prosciutini, capicolo, salami, and pepperoni.
I love it.
That's great.
Yep. It looks delicious.
Some people say,
so good.
KFC tastes better at 3 a.m. Someone texted. Ooh. Pizza. Jen from Lindsay says chili.
Mm-hmm.
Chili
would be good.
Jamar, grape nut ice cream. My mom used to eat that, and we spit out the grape nuts. Blasphemy. Spit out the grape nuts from grape nut ice cream.
Oh, Chinese food.
Yeah,
That's the one.
How did we bury that?
That's the one.
Chinese food. No doubt.
Shout out to Roll San on Spadina. Always there for you at 3 a.m.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
When you wake up.
Mornings on Chum 104.5. Hey, you made it. You're just in time because in a couple minutes, we're going to start Chum Secret Santa. And this is going to be a good Secret Santa gift. It's not going to be like a box of batteries or something or some shower gel. who wants that? Thanks for reminding me to wash myself.
Jamar is going to be mentioning gifts that he doesn't want.
True.
Over the next while.
Wow. Furry handcuffs. Yep. Just what I needed.
No, it's none of that.
This is going to be good.
It was Valentine's, but okay.
We're looking at the box right now. What do we make of this big gift for
it's really big.
It's huge. Huge.
This is huge.
It's kind of heavy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We had to use the Chum forklift to get this box into the studio.
I guess I'm driving.
Yeah. We're going to hear like a little beep, beep, beep. It's Marilyn backing up with the gift.
Yeah, so get ready.
So
excited. I like this.
It's cool. In 5 minutes, you're going to figure out what the Secret Santa gift is, and it's for you. And once you hear it, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, I can win that. And we're going to say yes. And we're also going to give you a keyword that you will be texting back to us so that you can be picked to win such gift.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Chum 104.5.
When are you guys going to give up on Rihanna and the new music?
Ha!
When is that happening? I think that should be a New Year's resolution.
Well, I'll tell you what she just did recently.
Well, okay.
She just released a line of vinyl called Reissue. R-I-H-issue. Reissue. And it's all of her past albums, 8 of them total. I put up a 5, but you know what I started to do there. 8 albums in total, colored vinyl, so it's like greens and yellows and a clear one and a gold one. And it's all of her songs, 8 albums, studio albums, all on vinyl for the first time. So that's what Rihanna's done. For anyone who's waiting for her music, you got her old music.
You know, there's something about colored vinyl.
Yes,
I remember, so this is Christmas War is Over, John Lennon and Yoko Ono. That was green, a green 45.
Yeah.
I was drawn to that as a small child.
Yeah.
Played it over and over again. And also, Strawberry Letter 23.
I have that one.
In red. You have that?
Let me tell
you
something.
Is that from your dad's collection?
My dad, man. This dude, if he didn't do anything for me, I'll tell you what he did. He left me a kick-ass record collection.
He did.
I got that record. That's crazy that you called that out.
You know, one day.
I can't believe you just said that record.
I know, because I had all my EPs, and I don't know what happened to them. Anyway,
I have that record. It's a bright red
beautiful
vinyl. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
How much is that worth? You know what that was?
I don't know, but it's just like these extended plays.
Yeah.
Which were kind of cool. You got the album. You got the single, the 45. Yeah. But then when you were given or go to the record store, you would look for those extended plays. And anything that was a little different about them, either colored vinyl, like Split Ends, I Got You, That's All I Want. That was all laser etched.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a long playing one, too. That's a collector's item, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Strawberry Letter 23. Yeah. Got it. It's a red vinyl. It's gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. So what she's doing is she's gone retro, our Riri.
Yeah.
Because she really is looking at what's going to be something you want to have.
Yes.
But that you can invest in.
Well, each one of them are like $100 each.
Wow.
And they come with like a free tea. Yeah. It's crazy. Because, I mean, Rihanna is the artist right now. And each box comes with like a t-shirt, a special t-shirt, like from her tours.
Yeah.
For each album.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's the thing to get. And right now, vinyl, if you didn't know, if you're like, why are these people talking about records? Listen. Everyone wants vinyl right now. There's been some kind of weird thing that's happened that, like, for some reason, we've been getting so much digital music over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
That now audiences are...
They want the touch.
They're remembering that, you know, take it a step further than just having it on my phone. Now I actually have the physical representation of the music. So vinyl is, like, selling off the shelves right now.
Well, I'm going to tell you. So you get the vinyl home, right? Mm-hmm. And it's got that wrap on it.
Yeah.
You take the wrap off of it.
Yeah.
You slice down the album, you know, like right where it opens.
Mm-hmm.
You take out the sleeve, right?
Yeah.
Which is, sometimes it was printed, sometimes it was plain white.
Yeah.
And then you would open it up, and then you'd open up, it was a double album, you'd open up and see all the lyrics.
Isn't
there was something about the process of that.
Sure.
That made it an event.
And then, like, if you get special albums like Thriller.
Yeah.
At the time, like,
yeah.
when you take out the sleeve, had, like, the lyrics on it. Which is extra special. If you have that now, you've got a really pricey piece on your hand. So I say all this, and you say all this to say this, that this might be the holiday gift this year.
Rihanna's thing?
No, just any vinyl. Like,
oh,
think of,
vinyl.
Think about the person you love, the person that you're really into, and what kind of music. I mean, if you're listening to Chum, you're a music person.
Well, assume they have a record player.
that's another thing. You just, you know, maybe they don't. Maybe they don't, but now you give them something else to go inspire.
You give them the album.
You give them the album, then like now they think, oh, like, man, now I need a record
player. Let me tell you, if I don't have a record player and someone gives me a vinyl, it will be less than 14 seconds until they know that I don't want this. You're handing me a bill for a record player. I'm not doing that.
That would be actually good, no?
See, I would go like, oh, this is really cool. Okay. And I would take that album.
Yeah.
And thank you so much. Play that, Michelle. That is fabulous. This is Strawberry Letter 23. But it's you would put it in a frame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can get those frames at
That's a good point.
That's yeah.
You get those frames at Urban Outfitters.
Yeah.
You go to Urban Outfitters and they have the vinyl frames, and it's a metal frame with a glass on it, and you can put a vinyl.
Yeah.
So now it's a actual piece of physical music, and it's an art piece.
You put the album, the actual album, somewhere else safe, up, not flat, guys.
Yes.
Like a book, and then you put the album cover in. Yep.
How many more things is Rihanna going to release before she releases her actual new album?
I know.
She's running out of stuff. It's like lingerie, clothing, makeup. Now she's re-releasing
Here are my leggings. Here are my panties. Here are my records.
Enough.
Here are my lipsticks.
Oh, no. I think she's just playing this so beautifully.
No. To your point, I think this is a grand lead up. To something like, this is the last thing she could do. Now I'm finally going to release.
She's buying time.
Every song I've ever made.
Yeah, she's stalling.
I'm sending you every song I've ever made. And now I will give you the new music.
And
it's coming.
And let's think about new music. Adele, Drake, Bruno Mars.
What do you call it? Silk Sonic.
Silk Sonic.
Yeah, great album.
So, and right now, because it's a little iffy about touring, some people are going, I'm going to wait a little bit longer. I think she's waiting until it's absolutely cool to do so.
Yeah, coast is clear. Adele, get her out of here.
Wait a minute.
Who else needs to get out the way for Rihanna?
Taylor.
Taylor Swift has
Taylor's
to get out
done.
The way.
Yeah.
Yeah, so once the coast is clear,
yeah.
I'm looking summer 2022.
Wait,
let's write it down.
We think it's... No, I think it's 23.
Really?
Residency in Vegas.
For Rihanna?
So she doesn't have to travel. I'm thinking of her.
Maybe.
I'm only thinking of her.
Maybe.
I think so.
It's not a bad idea.
I think 2023, Rihanna, meantime, go buy the $100 extended
exactly.
Package.
Yeah, exactly.
And make her just a little bit richer.
$100 a piece.
I know.
Each one of them.
Oh, it's not even a collection. It's
Oh, my gosh.
Each one of
they
them is $100.
Better have something special
That's
about them
money.
Besides their music.
Yeah, it's something. But I'm going to say it again, even though Caitlin poo-pooed on it. Get the person you love.
Yeah.
A record of their favorite album.
And the player.
And you know what? Did you notice that was 14 seconds? Not?
Right.
It was like 3 seconds she said no.
Think about them and think about what they made.
I want Breakfast in America.
Gotcha.
Super Tramp.
Wait, wake up. Wake up, Toronto. It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Wait, wake up. On Chum.
By now, you should be well aware about the Chum Secret Santa gift. Tickets for the Leafs, a great night out, $500 cash, plus some dinner at Real Sports, a top-notch night, a Toronto night, if I may say so myself.
And okay. We love the $500 cash.
Yeah.
Too. That's
no
nice.
Doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt. No doubt. You could play for half a parking spot with the $500. Joking. It's good money.
It's great money.
You'll have another shot at the keyword. The 7 o'clock keyword's already done. At 8 o'clock, we'll give you another keyword that you can text us in 5 minutes. And tonight at 5 o'clock, Meredith Shaw will be telling us who wins the awesome prize. But more chances to text also at 11 and 4.
Yeah. We want to tell you what the keywords are, and you've got 5 minutes to let us know. Text us. And then that puts you in the draw.
Yeah.
And then after that, we go on to the next one and the next one and the next one because we want you to go to the game.
Yeah.
We want you to go out for dinner.
So, I mean, listen, we're kind of leading with really good gifts here. I believe we spoke earlier about, you know, giving someone a piece of vinyl of their favorite artist. I think that's a good gift unless you're buying for Caitlin Green.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
She's tough to buy for, though.
That's fine.
I just don't want a record because I don't have a record player.
Okay, but wait a minute.
But you might have a piece of art or physical, you know, something like a memorabilia collectible.
Yeah, some albums are artwork. Okay, let me ask you this.
Yeah?
Who, Caitlin, is Kyle bad at buying you a gift or vice versa?
No, I think we're both kind of difficult to shop for. I mean, he's returned a ton of my gifts, and I think I have two. So, yeah, but mostly we kind of just know what we're getting each other. Although this year I did a really good job, and I surprised him with his birthday gift. Uh-huh. So, and it was a trip, and it was to go golfing.
Wow.
Experience.
Don't tell Jim that. I don't mind the trip for his birthday. I get a gas card.
But that's what I learned. He likes experiences. I'm cool with, like, things. But he wants an experience.
Do you remember the worst gift you've ever gotten?
Yeah.
I remember the worst gift I ever got.
Yes, I do.
Tell me.
It wasn't from my partner. It was my mother. Mm. This was the worst gift I ever got. This was back in, like, the late 80s when I was a kid. And I wanted a light bright. I've told this story before. And I have to tell it every year just so parents don't make this tragic mistake. I wanted light bright. Light bright, light bright. Turn on the colorful magic lights or whatever the theme song was. The light bright was a little, like, robot-looking thing. And it came with these pegs, like colored pegs, and you stick the peg into the front of the robot into like a pattern. And when you put all the pegs into the pattern, make like a shape, like a flower or like a butterfly or something. Be something cool, right?
Right.
Well, I told my mother I wanted light bright. And instead of getting me the robot that you put the pegs into, she got me just the refills.
Mm-hmm.
So this is very triggering. To hear this.
So you got the light bulbs, but you didn't get
get the light bulbs. Okay. I got the sheets of paper that you stick the little pegs into.
Oh,
so let's just recap, everybody. For Christmas this year, I got black sheets of paper with white dots on them. That's what I got.
That's crushing.
Yeah, it was terrible. But now, listen.
What did she say?
I mean, listen, I didn't.
She tried.
In defense of my mother has done incredible things for me throughout my life, especially at this point. So I didn't make issue of it. I just kind of looked at it, let out a big sigh, and said, thanks, Mom. And I never really explained to her what she did.
You got the refill pack, not the toy.
I got the refills and not the toy.
Okay, worst gift.
This was the worst gift, but I don't hold it against her. Mm-hmm. I just, parents, research what your kids
want. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I really do. Okay, Caitlin, worst gift?
I got a bunch of things that a boyfriend really wanted for himself and not me.
Oh, that happened.
These were things that were, like, cool, objectively cool. He got me a big coffee table book, and it's a book by Hunter S. Thompson, and it had been turned into this, like, coffee table piece of art. I like Hunter S. Thompson well enough, but it was, like, his favorite. And then I got, like, a box set of, like, David Bowie, you know, CDs. Again, I really like David Bowie. It was his favorite.
Oh.
So I was like, you just gave me a bunch of stuff that you want. And then, sure enough, it's like, who's reading the coffee table book? Not me.
Yes.
Who's listening to all the CDs? Not me.
Right.
That was the only time I think that happened, and it was quickly learned thereafter that if you want them, you buy them for you.
Right.
Yeah. That's what happens when you go Christmas shopping. You go, oh, I like that for me. Just pick it up for yourself.
Yes.
You know? Worst gift you ever got?
Cuisinart.
Appliances, like small appliances.
Twice from one, from husband one and husband two.
Oh, no.
No way.
And I said to both, well, that's when I knew it was over.
Yes.
Which appliances were there?
It's the thing that mixes stuff.
The mixer, the big mixer?
Yeah. I said, no.
I mean, they're nice mixers.
No, I'm not doing that.
The color, bold colors and stuff.
No? I got other stuff to use. An appliance is not a good idea for your loved one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't encourage, it discourages. Unless they say, gee, honey, I really want a mix master or something like that. I don't want that. So I returned them.
Yeah.
I did. Yeah. And I got a bread maker 1 year.
Oh,
oh no.
This is, that came from a girlfriend, and I said, you know what? I think you want this, to your point, Caitlin. Mm-hmm. And I said, I'm going to give this to you. I would re-gift this to you for next Christmas. So rather than returning it, do you have it? She goes, no, I've always wanted one. I said, there, you can have it.
Yeah.
That's
I don't want one.
A bread maker.
A bread maker. And also, to me, like, you know, I'm not married to Marilyn, but I've known you long enough that I would know that you don't want something that is related to cooking.
No.
Like, this is just not you.
I would rather an experience like take me out for dinner or something like that. Anyway, that's that.
Oh, so, Jamar, someone, thank you, Josie. Our listener, Josie, has offered you a light bright that they have sitting in their basement.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah. You can write this wrong today.
Well, I mean, I did have a counseling session around this scheduled later, but I could just take the toy. Sure. All right. Great. Thank you so much for
that. Although we appreciate the thought.
Josie.
Did you really think about that before you bought it? That's what I asked.
Yeah. Yeah. And don't forget experiences. I like that you both said, though. Experiences are something that a lot... I mean, listen, we've gone through 2 years of nothing.
Yeah, I don't need...
And experience is a great gift right
now. Experience is good, and I've already cleaned up my cupboards of the stuff that I've had from before.
There you go.
Do it. Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green? Let me know.
Cineplex has been trending all morning because Spider-Man fans seem to have crashed their website. I just went on and tried to buy, to see if I could buy tickets to the new Spider-Man movie. Nope, still no luck. At midnight, tickets for Spider-Man No Way Home went on sale, and so fans rushed to buy their seats and were quickly met with that little spinning wheel that just says, this website is massively overloaded.
When you think about the amount of fans that are built into the comic book franchise, you're talking about decades of fans. I mean, Spider-Man is like... How old?
Mm. And people are hungry for more.
More and more. Yeah. So I get it.
So we'll see when you are able to buy tickets, but I've just checked for you and still no luck. You know, this is actually really good news. It's a positive sign for the movie theater industry in general because this kind of like excitement over a release hasn't really happened since Avengers Endgame or like Star Wars Rise of Skywalker. And so as we head into the holiday season, which historically is big business for movie theaters, it's nice to see a title like this giving them a bit of a boost. So eventually you will be able to get tickets and you will want to do that at Cineplex.com.
Now, tweet says, I've officially been on Cineplex longer than Toby and Andrew will be in the movie. That's what the tweet says.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Now, expect an update on the new Omicron COVID variant this morning. Ontario's Chief Medical Officer of Health will be holding a news conference at 9:30 a.m. to discuss the province's response. Now, will that response include accelerating third shots? The UK is accelerating their boosters in response, so we will find out what the plans look like in just a few hours. I'd also like to add that both Moderna and Pfizer have said, you know, we can formulate and ship vaccines to offset this new variant in a few months if needed. So keep that in mind. They're on top of it already. Mm-hmm. Now, this was my favorite story of the morning so far. Canada released a statement saying that we have tapped into our strategic reserve of maple syrup. Like, this exists. Quebec is responsible for over 70% of the world's maple syrup. And biggest customer by far is the U.S. Americans buy about 60% of our syrup exports. So when we started seeing some supply issues, we got worried about prices going up. And so we said, no, don't worry. We are going to tap into our strategic reserve. You will not see increased maple syrup prices for the holidays. We will be keeping prices in check thanks to this plan.
Wow.
I know.
Who knew? I didn't know there were reserves.
You know, I had heard about it, but I'd never seen it put into action like this. So you can hear about it, but seeing it used is another thing altogether. Yeah. So, I mean, this is why they have it. It's just funny when you put it in contrast with President Biden said that they were tapping into the nation's petroleum reserve last
year. 50 million barrels of oil from U.S. strategic reserves to bring down the prices.
Mm-hmm.
Meantime, in Canada, don't worry about it. We've got a stockpile. We're going to give you some more maple syrup.
Yeah. Barrels of oil to barrels of maple syrup. I mean, I just love it. It's great. And you were saying, Jamar, like until you moved to Canada, had you been enjoying like the OG real maple syrup or were you kind of getting the maple flavored high fructose corn syrup?
I was getting choice B and it was kind of compared to the maple syrup that is the real maple syrup. I can't believe that I never had real maple syrup until
I moved. I know.
It's crazy.
Now you're here. You won't ever go back.
Never go back. It's so much better.
Don't wake up. Mornings on Chum. With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
A little gift for us from the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah.
Who's in Your Head, new music. That's a wonderful song. Great song.
Great
awesome
song.
Yeah. But speaking of gifts, some are great, like great songs, and some aren't so good.
Right. Well, there's this grandmother in Ontario who bought an educational toy for her 15-month-old granddaughter. And I'm not talking about me. And it was a dancing cactus. And it was sold at Walmart's website for about $26. It sings in English, Spanish, and Polish. She's Polish. And so she turned it on, and she was shocked to hear the cactus singing. Well, let's play a little bit of it right now. If you're Polish, you know what that's saying. It's about doing cocaine and drugs.
What?
Yes. This song is from a Polish rapper who didn't know that his song was being used for this toy. And he's taking legal action. But she's listening to it like, oh, look at this dancing cactus. And she's Polish. She's listening to it. It's about drugs,
yeah,
cocaine, and it's about profanities. It's good swearing, too.
So I just thought the video is funny because it's this little dancing cactus.
It's like those old cans, right?
Yeah, like the dancing. Like
oh, the dancing beer can. Yeah,
the dancing beer can or pop cans. Yeah.
So I post the story on my Instagram.
Right.
And I guess someone, one of our friends, speaks Polish fluently. I didn't realize this. And I get a DM, and they translated roughly what's happening in the song.
Right.
And it goes a little something like this.
Okay.
The one thing on my mind is 5 grams of you know what, so I can fly away to the land of the forgotten.
There you go.
Cool. Apparently it rhymes in Polish. This is what I'm told.
Right.
Okay. So there you go.
That's just a little bit of it.
That's a really fun cactus.
The translation.
You know?
That cactus is great at parties.
So I can fly away to the land of the forgotten. Like, it's just the weirdest thing ever.
Very, very random.
Whose fault is this? That's what I want to know.
Or who needs a handshake with them? It's so ridiculously. It's ridiculous. It's awesome.
We've got to take that off the shelf. And that's what they've done.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
When you wake up.
Mornings on Chum 104.5.
Black Friday, Cyber Monday, all of that stuff. And then there's all the stuff. Eventually you buy something that you just don't even really use. And I'm just going to warn everybody now, you know, make a purchase because, you know, it's that type of year. But make sure it's something you're going to use because somewhere in the recesses of your home, maybe in a pantry, or maybe under the bed, maybe in a closet, is that thing you bought last Black Friday, last Cyber Monday, and you never even used it, never even touched it. So that's what you're texting in right now, just to remind yourself and to remind us all what we shouldn't do. Text to 104536. What did you buy on Cyber Monday or Black Friday last year, whatever, that you still haven't even used, not even once? Never used.
I look at you too because I don't order on that day.
Well, that's fine. I'll tell you something that was sent to me.
Oh, okay.
And gosh, I promise I'm not rinsing out my mom today because I love her so much. But I did get a Black Friday gift from her that I didn't use yet, and I thought I would use it, but I haven't used it yet. She got me a citrus press.
Oh, okay.
I got a citrus press over the lockdown, and I've never used it. I used it once.
Okay.
I've used it.
But it is good. If you remember to have, like, it's in that drawer, right?
Yeah.
So you don't think of it when you're making.
No, but this is a big one. Like, it's like a big desk size.
Yep.
With a big crank.
I have one of those.
No.
You know, you could take off your finger if you put it in the thing.
And,
and it's like, when I got it, I was like, oh, yeah, because I really like limes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was thinking I was going to press all my limes and get my lime juice so I could, you know, make my teas and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you talked about the little ones that you have. That one's green and one's yellow, and it's for your drink.
No, I know which one. Not
this
that
is,
one.
This is mega.
Yeah.
This is the contraption.
Where is it? Still in the box? Where is it?
It's in the cupboard in the.
I have a big one, and I have the little handheld one. And the big one is for if you are kind of more, in my mind, entertaining. So I got it for like cottage trips where you're making margaritas or greyhounds or beverages, or if you're at home and you're making a bunch of fresh squeezed orange juice. That's what I got it for. But you have to have it out. This is the problem with the small appliances. If they're not out on your counter, you don't use them.
But the other thing is that we are so trained to do things quick. Like, I have to actually really want the fresh squeezed orange juice to press out some orange juice. Because guess what's happening 9 times out of 10? I'm just going to the fridge and grabbing Tropicana, right?
Yeah.
Pouring it out, and then boom. That's what it is. Someone texted, I'm surprised you didn't use this. Someone said that they got workout gear for Black Friday, Cyber Monday last year. I never used it.
Oh.
I bought a sketchy dress.
sketchy dress.
Yeah, you know, like
what's
one
so
of those,
sketch about it?
It's like a sketchy retailer, like one of those random Instagram things.
Yes.
And it looked cute on, and I was like, I'm gonna do it. And it was on sale.
I'm gonna do it.
I'm gonna be that person who gets burned on this sketchy website. And that's exactly what happened. And it showed up, and it looked like somebody, like I don't know, it looked like they were challenged to stitch together a dress in 30 seconds, which is probably what happened.
Wow.
It looks like a dish rag that has straps on it. I've never worn it once. It still has the tags on it.
I'm completely out on Instagram buys. I'm not buying anything from Instagram anymore.
No, I learned my lesson.
Yeah, and was it on a Black Friday sale or something?
Yeah, it was terrible. Yeah.
Mm. Guy named Scott just texted, my drone. Oh. That's surprising to me. I mean, if you go out, and those things are not cheap.
Don't you have to have a license, though?
Yeah.
I think you do. And I think that's what a lot of people don't realize is that...
Licenses for drones. That's interesting. I do know that you can only fly them in certain places.
Yeah, that I know.
That in fact, like the drones are programmed so like in certain places they can't even take off because the GPS like blocks them from
being... Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really interesting. Like certain... You probably can't fly a drone near Scotiabank Arena, near the airports. If you try to make it take off, it just won't do it.
They are kind of unsettling, and they're loud. We were hiking, my husband and I, we were in Quebec, and I guess it was a very picturesque location, and so somebody was probably taking drone footage and taking photos. And all of a sudden, we're there. There's nothing but the birds chirping on the side of a mountain, and all of a sudden, in the distance, you just hear... coming towards you, and you're like, it's kind of ruining it.
Yeah. Well, they're everywhere now, and everyone's a drone pilot now.
Mm-hmm.
Someone texted that my Instant Pot never used it. Surprised about that. That is like the number one online gift.
Yeah.
Years in a row.
Right.
Anybody here have one yet?
No.
I don't have one yet, but I haven't heard a bad thing about the Instant Pot yet. I don't know why you haven't used it. You could probably get a lot of money on Kijiji because you can find them.
Sure.
Chum 104.5. Good morning. Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Toronto's morning show.
Hey, this isn't bad. This isn't bad at all. On Amazon.ca right now, there's Cyber Monday deals. A couple of them. Batteries. Anybody want batteries? AAA batteries?
I'm okay.
Okay. how about a TV? A 4K TV. They got the Amazon Fire TV 50-inch Omni. $200 off for the TV. That's a deal.
But is that a good TV?
Well, I'm just going to say this. I don't know about what's a good TV. All TV is good, Caitlin, just so you know. but I want you to know, like, do you really, really, really need a new TV?
Yeah, I need a 50-inch TV in my bathroom. That's exactly what I need. Right? That's exactly what I need right now.
Yeah, okay.
It is $200 off, down from like $600 down to like $400 odd. It's not bad. If you're looking for a webcam, get $100 off this webcam. There's a couple deals, actually. I'm going to take...
I see a deal here on something that I actually think is a good gift, and you're not going to think it's a good gift right away, and you're going to go...
You got 14 seconds. That's what was the 14 seconds again?
14 seconds is how long it takes the average person to decide whether or not they like a gift after opening it.
Okay. She didn't like our gift of it as an album cover. She didn't like
it. I don't know why she
didn't
like it, but fine.
Okay. I don't want a record. I don't have a record player, just saying. Okay. So, how do you guys feel if somebody, you open the box, you see a Sonicare, the Diamond Clean electric toothbrush?
Yeah. This is something you'll use every day.
It's not a sexy gift, but it's very, very good. It's the kind of gift where once you have it, you're not going back to an analog toothbrush, I promise you.
Yes.
I will never turn it down.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of them because I love them so much. travel, one here.
Yeah.
I've got one upstairs. Mm-hmm. I love them.
And I got one too. Yeah. And you'll use it every day.
And you'll be like, how did I live without this? So I'm just going to throw it out there. That is on sale today. And it might not seem like it's screaming sex appeal for your loved ones.
No, but do it for you. Buy yourself a gift. You know you've been shopping for yourself anyway.
Yep.
Okay. So we are talking about those gifts on Cyber Monday that you got that you still, to this day, haven't even used. Kristen is on the line. Kristen, I'm really surprised about this one because for a little bit, Kristen, I was experiencing FOMO with so many people who said they own one of these.
Right.
And you say you don't use it.
No, I don't. My friends got me one for my birthday, actually, and I used it once right away, but it's so small that like you have to cook everything in batches, and for someone like myself who cooks a lot, I just find that I can cook things faster in the oven.
It's the air fryer.
Yeah.
The air fryer. This has been the craze of 2020 and 2021. You never used it. Well, you used it how many times, you say?
I think I've used it once. I tried one recipe and after that, I just kind of, it's sitting in my kitchen.
What recipe did you try? We're just curious.
Bagels, actually.
Wait, fried bagels?
Like, they're two-ingredient bagels.
Okay. So it's not that dirty, so we can get a really good price for it.
Okay, maybe we can bargain with you.
Yeah, there's no grease in there.
I have a question, though. I've always wondered this about the air fryer. Isn't the air fryer really just like a small convection oven? Like, isn't it just like a toaster oven?
Kind of. So the one I got looks like an Instant Pot. So it has like the little tray, but there are ones that I guess sit on your counter.
Okay.
That look more like the little convection oven.
But I think she's talking about like in what it does,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's
like,
what I'm saying.
Because like,
yeah, exactly.
Listen, when I get the air fryer, what I'm doing, I'm going to Loblaws. I'm getting a thing of chicken.
Yeah.
I'm throwing a piece of chicken.
Yeah.
Raw in the air fryer, and I want, when I open it up, I want KFC when I that's what I want. When I hear the air fryer, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I'm thinking the special blend of herbs and spices and the crispiness comes out. Is that not how it works?
But I feel like if you have a convection setting on your oven, isn't that the same thing? I'm just trying to save you money.
Darling, not everyone has a convection setting on their oven.
So did you not try to fry something?
Or do they have it on their microwave?
Point taken. Kristen, did you not try to fry something, like something fry-y?
I think I've tried French fries in it before, but the thing is you can only layer it like one layer.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you have your own personal one then, because I would eat all of those myself.
Yeah.
So what have you done with it? We're curious about that.
I've just done the bagels and that's about it.
So where are you going to put the machine? You going to give it away?
It's sitting on the floor next to my Instant Pot that I don't use.
That's incredible.
Give it to a sibling. Encourage them to cook.
Oh, boy.
That's incredible. Okay. Well, thank you for the honesty, Kristen.
See, we think we're going to get stuff that's going to save us time like she did, you know, or that this is going to be a little bit life-changing or it's going to be healthier. But, you know, we go back to the normal stuff, don't we?
I guess so.
We return to the normal.
I mean, I would have taken that air fryer. I would have put in like a snapper, like a fish in there, and I would have made some Jamaican fried snapper, like, hoping it comes out the way like it's fried, but I guess not.
You know, what's that thing called, Caitlin, the blade thing? It's really thin.
Oh, a mandolin.
I was going to buy a mandolin over the holidays, and it's really safe.
What's that?
Well, it really thinly cut potatoes or cucumbers or really thin, but it is dangerous if you don't watch what you're doing.
Yeah, you have to have a little glovey.
There was a glove and a safety guard, and I went, you know what? You're never going to use it, so I put it back down.
Are Ginsu knives still in? Remember Ginsu?
It cut through a shoe?
Yeah,
those hats were amazing.
That's not a thing anymore?
Oh, we've got a bunch of people adding a toothbrush to their cart now. You're all welcome. I'm about to change your mouth.
Do it. Yeah. Do it. That might be like the best gift ever.
Right.
Because you're going to use it every day.
Wake up, Toronto. Let's keep it moving. Good morning.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar on Chum.
We've been talking gifts all morning on the show. Got to say a happy Hanukkah to our Jewish friend. Shalom, Ma'ishma. Mazel tov and happy Hanukkah. Can you tell I grew up around a lot of Jewish people?
And that was really good.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, yes, of course, Adam Sandler's Hanukkah song. Hanukkah.
I saw it when he first sang it, and I was just crying.
It was great.
He's adorable with that voice, and he was having fun doing it, right?
He was having a ball doing
that. That was good. That was on Weekend Update.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Gosh, that's the old SNL. That's great. Yeah. When I was growing up, it was always like grass is always greener. All the Jewish kids were like, oh, we want to celebrate Christmas. We want to celebrate Christmas. You guys get all this stuff. And I'm looking at you like, nah, man, Hanukkah is the move. Yeah. Like 8 days of presents, no guilt, like no big guy in a red suit spying on your house for 2 weeks with your mom guilting you and telling you no gifts, be nice, Santa's watching me. Like, I know Santa's watching me, I just want the gifts. Just get the gifts for Hanukkah. 8 days of them too.
Latkes, hello.
Yeah.
Most delicious food ever. Looking over at you, Marilyn, as this would be, I believe, your food of choice.
I love latkes so much.
So good.
Oh yeah, it's a song. Dreidels to play with and latkes to eat.
While we were playing, the candles are burning bright.
Christmas is great. It's a lot of pressure. And so sometimes I feel like I'm a little envious when the holiday season rolls around now that we're adults and we have so much stuff to do and shopping and you're working until the last second and then this. I'm like, you know, Hanukkah's looking great.
I know. And this is what I'm just asking. Anyone who's Jewish right now, is there as much pressure for the Hanukkah celebrations as there are for the Christmas celebrations.
Mm.
Because I mean, Christmas is a full migraine.
Yeah, it really is. I was going to say, my therapist...
You guys are such downers.
Well, no, it's...
Marilyn, like, Christmas is a full migraine.
Yeah, my tree is up.
It's
got the
Eaton
card
Center.
Set.
It's the tree in the house. It's the lights everywhere.
It's so much fun.
Yeah?
It's a lot of pressure. My therapist says it's like the biggest time of the year to like work out family issues.
Yeah, that too.
You know, like it just, it comes with a lot of stuff. It's a lot of fun, but the stakes are high. And so the pressure's on.
Yeah. Well, wait a minute. Here's the deal. So therapy will say to you that after Thanksgiving or after Christmas is when you make note of the situations that are bothering you with your family members and you start addressing them before next holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not during the holiday.
Right.
Not a good time to do that.
Well, Christmas celebrations become New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
And hopefully you stick to them.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Or maybe you cut people off. You're like, all right, you're done.
Okay, we got people writing in saying Hanukkah is so chill.
I know it is. I knew it was.
Yeah.
I knew it was. Just spin a dreidel and get the gift that is good, man. I knew it. Anyway, happy second day of Hanukkah, what it is today. Yeah. All right. Enjoy the rest of those days, that festival of lights.
Yeah.
That looks so chill.
Oh, yeah. No.
Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green?
Let me know.
Lindsay Lohan is trending after announcing her engagement on Instagram to her boyfriend, Bader Shammas, who is a financial executive in Dubai. Now, here's something kind of cool. You remember, like, back way back in the early 2000s tabloid era, you would see Paris Hilton, Britney Spears, and Lindsay Lohan out for big party nights in L.A. all the time?
Yeah.
They called them, like, you know, the bling ring, all this stuff. So... when you think about it, this year has now seen Lindsay Lohan and Britney Spears become engaged and Paris Hilton got married.
Yeah.
It's kind of life.
Put Kim Kardashian in that too, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like, you know, she's all wifed up and kidded up and stuff too.
Yes. Divorced. Yeah, well, twice. I was going to say kind of.
Right. Right.
She's kind of working in the opposite end of the spectrum.
So what are you saying?
Yeah, she's dating now.
It's just cool. It's cool to see like three, you know, people who are constantly in the tabloid being troubled and all this stuff. It's like, hey, it's kind of been a big year for them. A rather calm year for them.
Mm. I really thought Lindsay was so sweet and Mean Girls, and I just wish that she finds that person again.
You know what I heard?
What did you hear?
I heard a little rumor that none other than Ryan Murphy, who was from Glee and now does American Horror Story and Crime Story, that he's trying to come up with a project for her. He's trying to work with her on something new and exciting for a comeback.
Oh, that's good.
Good.
So, yeah.
Keep
your eyes peeled for that one.
Yeah.
Cyber Monday is today, and it is trending. It's predicted that shoppers are going to spend between $10.2 and $11.3 billion today. Billion with a B.
What recession?
That's exactly.
And
that's
you'll be receiving your gift in 2023.
That's the other part. So expect some delays.
Yeah.
Now, Cineplex and Spider-Man No Way Home are both trending because Spider-Man fans have managed to crash their site. Now, I checked about an hour ago. I haven't now. But what happened was at midnight, tickets for Spider-Man No Way Home went on sale and fans rushed to buy their seats and were quickly met with that little spinning wheel that just says, sorry, you're out of luck. Basically frustrating for fans, but really exciting for movie theaters because it's been obviously so slow for them with the pandemic. This is a title that they are very happy to see, encouraging fans to get back into theaters, excited, waiting in line at midnight to get tickets level excited.
Spider-Man fans break the web.
That's
you don't say.
I see what you did there. And as we were just discussing, of course, this is the second day of Hanukkah. The Festival of Lights began at sundown on Sunday. What better time than to share this classic Hanukkah cameo moment from the wonderful Smokey Robinson.
Hey, Margo, how you doing? Surprise, surprise. This is Smokey Robinson. I know you didn't expect to hear from me, but I was contacted by your sons, Jeff and Jared, and they wanted me to wish you happy Chinookah. I have no idea what Chinookah is, but happy Chinookah because they said so. Anyway, God bless you, babe, and enjoy Chinookah. Have a wonderful time.
No.
Enjoy Chinookah, whatever that is. I haven't even bothered to Google it.
Why did they let that go?
He didn't even Google it.
Why'd they let that? Oh, he's probably doing the cameo by himself.
I blame his manager.
Smokey.
I blame Hanukkah. It's got like three different spellings.
Well, you can also just Google any one of them and find out what it is immediately.
Okay.
I just love that so much. Thanks, Smokey. No.
That's great.
Later on, I came on later and goes, I didn't know.
That's classic.
I didn't know.
That is classic.
Chum 104.5.
In the morning.
Back to the morning show.
With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
catch a grenade.
Oh.
Jeez, Bruno Mars, just give her an electronic toothbrush.
Hey, I have influenced a few people to buy that this morning. People are sending
me. Tell them which one.
It's the Sonicare Diamond Clean. It's the Philips one. Mm-hmm. You're going to look at it and be like, hey, that's a lot of money for a toothbrush. Once you get it, you are never going back. And whoever opens this that you give to will think the same thing. They won't be able to go back again.
I started using it. This is an endorsement, which I'm not getting paid for.
I know.
But my dentist, who wanted to give me like 5 gold stars on my forehead, says, I don't know what you've done. That and the water flosser.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those two, well,
those two combined are the
duo.
Yes.
The dental duo. Right?
The dental duo.
Yeah, for sure, for sure, because my Sonicare is like my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
We got good gifts going on right now.
Someone's
going to give you a bad gift this holiday season, without a doubt, and it's not Chum, because the Chum Secret Santa is happening. We've announced that today you're getting tickets for the Leafs, you're getting dinner at Real Sports, and getting $500 cash.
Yeah.
That's a great night. That's today's gift. That's a great night.
Tomorrow will be a different one. Yeah. So let's tell everybody how this works. So, and correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, of course. Keywords given out at 7 in the morning and 8 in the morning. And then you text us back in 5 minutes once you hear that keyword. You text us back in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then you hear the keywords again at 11, 1, and 4.
Right. And then what you do is you text us within 5 minutes at 104536. And then your name is in so that you will be in the running for getting this fantastic Santa gift.
Which we find out who gets that at 5 p.m.
Yep.
Meredith Shaw does the honors.
That's right.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. 104.5 Podcast.